Good evening. Let's come to order and go on the record. I am Commissioner Tenola D. Brown Bland, the presiding commissioner for this hearing. And with me this evening are Chair Charlotte A. Mitchell, Commissioners Lance Gray, and Daniel G. Kleifelter. I now call for hearing docket number W354, sub 364, in the matter of application by Carolina Water Service, Inc. of North Carolina, for authority to increase rates for water and sewer utility service in all service areas in North Carolina, and in docket number W354, sub 363, in the matter of Carolina Water Service, Inc. of North Carolina, for an accounting order to defer incremental storm damage expenses incurred as a result of Hurricane Florence. On June 28, 2019, Carolina Water Service, Inc. of North Carolina, hereinafter CWS or company, filed with the commission an application seeking authority to increase its rates for providing water and sewer utility service in all of its service areas in North Carolina. CWS seeks a 15.25% increase in water revenue and 27.51% increase in wastewater revenues overall. The company states in its application that it seeks this increase in rates primarily to recover significant capital investment it has made in its water and wastewater systems in North Carolina since its last rate case. According to CWS, these investments were needed to replace and rehabilitate aging infrastructure, to modernize and increase efficiencies, and to recover from damage resulting from Hurricane Florence. On July 15, 2019, the Commission issued an order establishing general rate case and suspending rates. On August 2, 2019, the Commission issued an order scheduling hearings and requiring customer notice, which, among other things, scheduled this public witness hearing for today, October 9, 2019, at this time and place, and scheduled an evidentiary hearing for receiving expert witness testimony beginning on December 2, 2019 at 2 p.m. in Raleigh. Prior public hearings were held in Charlotte, Manteo, and Boone, respectively, and additional public hearings will be held in Raleigh and Jacksonville, North Carolina. On August 22, 2019, Corolla Light Community Association, Inc. filed a petition to intervene in this matter. And that petition was granted by commission order issued September 5th, 2019. The intervention and participation of the public staff, who represents the using and consuming public, is recognized pursuant to North Carolina Statute 62, General Statute 62-15D, and Commission Rule R1-19E. The commission has received a number of consumer statements of positions regarding the company's application, and those statements have been filed in the commission's docket in this matter. Pursuant to the State Government's Ethics Act, I remind members of the commission of our duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire at this time as to whether any commissioner has any known conflict of interest with respect to this docket. The record will reflect that no conflicts were identified. I now call on the parties to announce their appearances for the record, beginning with the company.
Thank you, Commissioner Brown Bland, and thank you, Commissioners Gray, Kleifelter, and Chair Mitchell. I'm Joanne Sanford with the Sanford Law Office, representing Carolina Water Service of North Carolina tonight. We appreciate the opportunity to be here before the commission and before our customers. And I would like to introduce some of the members of the company, or all of the members of the company, who are here tonight and available to speak with customers at the close of the hearing. I'll ask them to stand. Excuse me. They are Don Denton, the new president of Carolina Water in North Carolina, Bryce Mendenhall, the vice president of operations, Tony Consul, regional director, Dwayne Lytle, lead operator, Gary Peacock, area manager, Stacy Adcock, area manager, Philip Murphy, lead operator, Deb Clark, communications manager, and Neil Reese, the area manager. And again, they'll be available after the hearing to assist any customers. And with that, I would appreciate your leave to make a brief opening statement after introductions. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Ms. Sanford.
Good evening, I'm Gina Holt with Public Staff on behalf of consumers, and with me at council table, Public Staff Water Engineer Lindsay Darling.
All right, welcome everybody. Ms. Holt, would you also like to do any opening statement, or do you wave such?
I would.
Are there any preliminary matters that need to come to the Commission's attention at this time?
No.
All right. Ms. Holt, have you identified public witnesses who wish to give testimony tonight?
Uh-huh.
All right. Before we do that, I just have a few remarks, and then we will, before we call the witnesses, we will give way for Ms. Sanford's opening statement. The Commission is pleased to be here with you tonight to hear from you about your concerns as they pertain to the application filed by CWS. We're glad you're able to be here. As you heard in the opening statement, this case arose when the company filed its application for a rate increase. And in response to that, the Commission has scheduled these hearings essentially in two parts. The first part is the public witness hearing section of it, and that's the part where we, the Utilities Commission, come to you to hear about your concerns and what you would like to tell us as customers of the company. We want to hear from you about anything that you have to tell us about your service or about the application. And many times at these proceedings, issues and problems get resolved when you have the opportunity to speak to the company representatives, such as the ones Ms. Sanford introduced to you earlier. The second part of the proceeding is the evidentiary hearing, and the parties in this case are the public staff, the company, and Corolla Light Community Association. And at the evidentiary hearing, those three parties are able to call expert witnesses to give testimony. And the experts are usually accountants, engineers, or economists. A little bit about the public staff, who Ms. Holden and Ms. Darden are here representing tonight, but they represent the using and consuming public. That means you, the customers. They are independent from the commission and the commissioners. They do not work for us. They work on your behalf and under the direction of an executive director. They make their own conclusions about the company's filings and application. They don't just accept them because they were filed, but they go out and verify. They put the company to the test. They review the books. They make sure that the facilities that are claimed to be in operation and invested in truly are in operation and were invested in. And they have an opportunity to question the company before we get to the hearing about anything that they have questions about and be satisfied of the company's answers. Satisfied or not, and then they make their position publicly known. Now, for the hearing tonight, these proceedings, if any of you have not been here before, are in the nature of court proceedings. They're not in the nature of a town hall or a protest meeting. It's an opportunity for you to come forth and give evidence in the case, and to do so, you'll be sworn in and placed under oath. The court reporter, who's sitting over to my right, will take your testimony verbatim and will make a written transcript of the testimony heard here tonight. And the commissioners, who are also sitting over to my right tonight, and the attorneys for both the public staff and the company, will have an opportunity to ask you questions about what you say. And the purpose is really not to challenge you here tonight, nor, of course, not to embarrass you. The questions are to help make sure that we understand what it is you've had to tell us and that the record is clear. As I said earlier, we've received a number of statements. Those statements are official, have become an official part of the commission's file in this case. If you've previously submitted one, but you're here to testify, that would be a good thing because that means you're subject to questions from the commission and both parties, and that therefore will become official evidence in the case. Like court proceedings, this is not your opportunity to ask questions of us on the record. It's our opportunity to hear from you. But as I already indicated twice now, the company will remain, as well as the public staff, to answer any questions that they may be able to answer, questions that may come to you during the course of tonight or that you already came here to have answered. I'm sure they will do their best to get back to you. Also, following this hearing, any concerns raised, the company will be filing a report to let us know what they're able to find out about the matter or what they already know about the matter. So you may be on the lookout to see that report and understand the company's position. I have a small number here tonight, so I don't expect we'll have anything here but order, but generally order must be maintained, so it's not the time to hiss or boo or clap or interfere with the court reporter's ability to hear what the other witnesses said. That said, the Utilities Commission has imposed a time restraint, and for tonight that allotted time is 3 minutes. So when you see the clock, there'll be a clock here that you can see. When you see it moving towards the 1 minute mark, gather your thoughts and try to work your way to bring it to a close for us. And lastly, I'll say cumulative evidence here is not necessary. The main thing is to get your testimony, your position, your evidence on the record. And once it is, you are free to come up, be sworn in, and say, I agree with a prior witness or who that witness was. I adopt that testimony. You can add to it if you wish, but you need not repeat it unless you just want to. And with that, I'll yield to Ms. Sanford's opening statement.
Thank you. Well, I think if it's okay with everybody, I want to stand. I don't want to have my back to anybody, and it's hard in the room to figure out how to do that. As indicated, I'm Joanne Sanford, and I represent the company, Carolina Water. Many of your faces are familiar to me because we've all been in this courtroom before to talk about these kinds of cases. Carolina Water appreciates your customers' concerns. We appreciate your participation in this proceeding tonight. We understand that nobody likes rate cases. Company doesn't like it. Customers don't like it. I suspect the commission doesn't like it, but they'll speak for themselves in that regard. Particularly, we understand in the face of sequential rate increase requests and in light of the fact that much of the investment that is done by these companies is either underground or in an obscure water or wastewater plant, we are eager to explain to you the basis of the request, and we are obligated to explain to this commission and to the public staff and other interveners the basis of the request. These are judicial proceedings, as Commissioner Brownland said. They must be fact-based. My client makes a request for relief based upon the representation, generally speaking, that the amount of investment that has been made makes it no longer possible for the company to have an opportunity, not a guarantee, but an opportunity to earn its authorized return. When that happens, we prepare these cases, we submit them to the Utilities Commission, and again, as Commissioner Brownland said, they are subject to rigorous scrutiny by the public staff, which is equipped with engineers and attorneys and economists and a fleet of highly qualified people who are specialists in this field. We must prove our case. To the extent we do, we're entitled to recovery, and to the extent we don't, subject to the scrutiny of those who intervene and to the scrutiny of the Utilities Commission, then we don't recover. Your participation tonight, again, is greatly appreciated for a lot of reasons, and when you testify, what you say becomes evidence in this proceeding. We would like to take other opportunities after the hearing and after tonight, if you should be interested, to try to explain why we're here. So with that, I will turn it over to you. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Holt, You'll call your first witness.
Public staff calls Mr. Chuck Benjamin.
If you'll come up to the witness stand. All right, if you will place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right. Do you sincerely and solemnly swear that the testimony you'll give tonight should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do swear.
All right, Ms. Hope.
Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Chuck Van Rens, and I live at 109 Woodhaven Drive, Hendersonville, in Woodhaven Subdivision.
Thank you. Please proceed.
Okay, let's start the clock. I was prepared for 5 minutes, so if things seem a little choppy, that's the explanation. So, first of all, Chairman, thank you very much for having us. And commissioners, public staff, always appreciate your work and involvement in the process, and obviously the Carolina Water System people. To be really brief about it, our customers in Woodhaven Drive protest the increase both on the base rate and on the usage rate this year. And the protest on the base rate is based on the fact that Carolina Water System does not own any property that the well or the well has house sits on, but sit on easements in the property, neighbor's property. Consequently, they don't pay any taxes. So why should our base rates be calculated the same way as everybody else where the situation is they own the property? The usage rates, how are we to understand a 25% or 26% increase in usage rates? I appreciate our position in the larger picture here, but here is our picture. Our picture is nobody white knighted the water system by the Clean Water Act in our area with great water to start with, all right? And there is not a complex process involved in preparing that water for delivery to the customers. There's a little bit of chlorine and a little bit of alkali soda to balance the pH, all right? There's no large process, and there's about 4 miles of pipe that is pushed through. Everybody in the neighborhood knows where the well is, know where the well house is, and they watch the process on a daily basis and then adopted the Carolina Water System people who participate in maintaining the well and all. So, you know, we don't see any reason why we should see a 25, 26, 27% increase in the usage rate for water when absolutely nothing has happened relative to the price of the chemicals that they're using relative to delivering that water. Okay, so 34 seconds. I submitted a handout, and there's some, and I did this just because I wanted to bring your attention to two things here. And if you flip through the handout, you're gonna see a chart that looks like this, which is a historic rate increase chart. And no matter what goes on in this environment year on year on year, Carolina Water System gets a 50% of they get 50% of the rates that they request. That doesn't make any sense to a whole bunch of retirees who work in private industry and negotiated with unions and all the rest. And so the process seems to be challenged and broken. Now, the other thing that the chart is gonna tell you is the rate increases, the rate of the rate increases is increasing. We wanna see a regular two-year rate increase. We can live with that. All right, how about a three-year rate increase? That'd even be better, all right? So let's lock this down. Let's give everybody their deal. Let's let them manage their processes efficiently. But 2 years, you know, we can't turn around, we got another rate increase. Okay, so I want you to look at that chart. There's some interesting information for you. And for the commissioners, I have a chart on the back page that looks something like this. And this is a comparison chart between public and private water rates in a variety of United States states. And if you look at, now we understand that you can't compare public water rate increases with private water rate increases. Get to that. But given the fact that both of them have rate increases, you can compare the differential between them and the percentage of change. And if you look carefully at this chart, you're going to discover that North Carolina is the second or third highest percentage of increase greater than public water. Everybody's a little better than public water. But we're something, let me just quickly look down here, because I didn't memorize this. We're 69% above the rate of public water. Okay. Neighboring people like Tennessee and Kentucky, who have generally the same kind of geography, 20%. Why are we so high? All right. So this is a question that I'm asking. Why don't we update this chart if it's inaccurate? Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Ms. Hall.
Excuse me, Ms. Vivens, did you want that to be entered as an exhibit?
I do. I sent this stuff forward.
Okay. Oh, you filed it?
Yes, I did.
Commission? Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll go ahead and mark it.
I'll give you copies.
Van Rens, Exhibit 1, and I'll...
See, I'm sorry if it's not distributed to you. Last round it was.
So all right, it'll be so marked.
I got a clean copy back there. I wrote my 2-minute notes all over this. Any other questions, please?
I did want to ask you,
have you had any service-related complaints? I'm talking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
any service?
Thanks for asking. And the quick answer is we've had a couple of water leaks in the neighborhood that aren't outside of what should be standard, and that usually is taken care of from very efficiently. And I also want to take the opportunity to compliment Carolina Water System personnel, specifically Tracy Adcock, I think, is with us, and his predecessor, Gary Peacock, and Bryce Mendenhall, who I see sitting in the front, because we've had some extraordinary issues in our neighborhood that affected Carolina Water System with easements, and they were tricky. And these gentlemen jumped on that process and resolved and solved it in the best interest of everybody. And I consider that a real plus for this group of people.
Thank you.
With regard to the paperwork there, are you going to hand up paperwork now?
I have a folder here in the chairs, and I'll give the folder to the...
All right. Ms. Holt, will you mark and give it to the court?
Does that work?
We get Ms. Sanford, do you have any questions?
No questions, thank you.
Members of the commission, any questions? All right. Thank you for coming out. You may be excused. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
You would hand that paperwork up to Ms. Holt as soon as you get a moment.
Mr. Jack, is that the one?
Do you sincerely and solemnly swear that the testimony you'll give tonight shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
All right, you may be seated.
Would you please let you get settled?
That's all right.
Okay,
go ahead.
State your name and address for the record.
Yes, my name is Jack Zinselmeier, Zinselmeier, and I live at 157 Bluebird Road, Lake Lure, in the Fairfield Mountains subdivision.
Thank you. Please proceed.
I'm going to talk tonight in my 3 minutes if I can. If Commissioner Culpepper was here, we'd have the whole team that we've seen for a lot of years, so I've been with you quite a few years. Mm-hmm. I'd like to talk about mainly the business case, not service issues. The business case, and I'm from the private sector, not the public sector. 2004, plus 35% price increases. 2008, plus 38. 2011, plus 20. 2013, plus 10. 2015, 0.2. We got fairly, finally the commission heard us. 2017 plus 16, 2018 plus 13, and it wasn't implemented until February of this year. They're now asking for a 25% increase in water rates. I guarantee you in the public, in the private sector, any company that had to raise prices like that and only made a 3% return on revenue wouldn't be in business. So from that point of view, I have a difficult time with every year coming and speaking here about price increases. In the last 3 years, prices have gone up, if it's approved, at 25%, over 50%. In that interval I shared with you, that is a water increase 3.5 times the inflation rate. So those from a public to private sector are major differences in how the commission is evaluating these companies' price increases. Also, the commission authorized a rate of return of 7.75%. The actual rate of return last year for the company was 3.89. They were profitable, but you authorize a 7.5 or 7.75% increase. What incentive does that give the company to do things better, productivity increases within the company, do things better? Very little. In my mind, we sold the wells at Fairfield Mountains to Carolina Water System for a minuscule price, and they're turning around, and we have good water, they're turning around and socking it to us on the price increases. That falls on deaf ears from my point of view. I think also, I piggyback a little bit on what the previous gentleman said, I'd like to see a comparison of Carolina water prices with the other water prices in North Carolina. I'd like to see that comparison as what, how their prices compare. I would assume that they're very, very high. I also think you need to look at the internal structure, the salary increases within the company, and their total revenue that they're asking for across the board is a 19% increase in revenue across all their divisions. Their revenue is about $36 million, and they have about 36,000 customers. That's $1,000 per customer on an annual basis, or about 80-some dollars a month. I think that is high for water and sewer. I've gone a little bit faster than I'd like to, but I think the business case here is imperative that you look at the business case and not only the service issues, but is this business doing business, and they are profitable, let them work with their profit, not give them a carte blanche of 7.75 highlight or top on their profitability. So that's all I have.
Have you had any, do you have any service related?
No service issues that I want to bring up at this time. I've had some in the past years. Mine was the business case tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Questions from Ms. Sam?
No questions, thank you.
Members of the commission. All right, Ms. Zinsmeyer, thank you for coming out.
Nice to see you all again.
Good to see you.
Mr. Jeff Geisler.
That happens way more than the other way.
All right, if you place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right, you sincerely and solemnly swear that the testimony you'll give tonight shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Okay. Ms. Cole?
Please state and spell your name for the record.
Sure. Jeff Geisler, G-E-I-S-L-E-R. I am at 2752 Cedar Creek Road in Lake Lure. I'm the general manager of Rumble Ball Resorts, affiliated with Fairfield Properties. And I wanted to make a couple points that haven't been made already. The University of North Carolina School of Government Environmental Finance Center, in conjunction with the North Carolina League of Municipalities, released a rate study that covered January 2019. There were 560 participants in that study. I have to tell you that from a water usage standpoint, Fairfield is in the top 10% in the rate. So we are in the top 10 most expensive regions in North Carolina. From a wastewater standpoint, we actually overachieve. We are the most expensive wastewater base rate in the state of North Carolina. So I would say to you that CWS has some pretty good customers in Fairfield Mountain already. Using Mr. Zinsmeyer's numbers, I calculated since 2004, a total increase of over 300%, 315%. If you add the 25%, we will have risen almost 393% from 2004 to present. Those percentages stacking on top of each other. The same period of time, the southern region of the Consumer Price Index went from a 178.2 in January of 2004 to a 242.547 in January of 2019. That is a 36% increase. So even if the government is wrong by a measure of 2, we're still a factor of 5 to 10 above what this Consumer Price Index has been, and we're also one of the most expensive areas in North Carolina for CWS. I would suggest to you that this represents a couple things. The process is broken. I can't understand, as a member of the community, how this could be so drastically unaligned. I can't understand how the commission's allowed what should have been a 3 or 4 year process to turn into an every year process. We've exhausted our residents. It's harder and harder to get them to come out here every year. They're older people, they're retired. The annual visits are tiring. We used to have these meetings in the fire department on property. That doesn't happen anymore. We have them in Asheville. We used to have them every 3 to 4 years. Now we have them every year. And instead of 5 minutes, we get 3 minutes. There's no check and balance, it appears to me, in this process. And we are actively trying to attract new residents to the state of North Carolina. We are partially a retirement community. There are lots of folks in New Jersey and New York that would love to be here. We'd love them to be here as well. And these water rates and sewer rates make that very difficult, or make it harder than it needs to be. Thank you.
Any questions, Ms. Anger?
No questions, thank you.
Any questions from commissioners? Mr. Geisler, I do have one question for you. How long have you been a part of the community and of the CWS system?
March of 2017.
All right, so a couple of years. All right, thank you. Mr. Phil, the time for the call. Do you sincerely and solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, please be seated.
Thank you very much.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Hello, yes, my name is Philip Reitano, R-E-I-T-A-N-O. I live at 135 Hawks Nest Trail, Lake Lure, North Carolina.
And in what subdivision, Mr. Reitano?
That's the Fairfield Mountain Valley, or it's the Rumbling Ball community.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for giving us this opportunity to speak up, and I hope you take my comments and the concerns of other community residents serious in your decision-making process. I'm going to be short, pretty much to the point, I'm going to cut out some of my statistics because two previous colleagues have given you there. As mentioned, I live in the Fairfield Mountain Valley of Rumbling Bowl community, Rutherford County. I am the senior member of our POA board. So I've been a part of the community for, I've been on the board for about 6 years. I've been part of the community for 25 years. I'm appalled by these rate increases requested by CWS. First of all, I, as most of my other residents, are retired, unemployed, most by choice, and on a fixed income. I have lived in the state of North Carolina for 30 years, mostly in Mecklenburg County, in the past 2 years full-time in Rutherford County, and never paid these unjustified exorbitant rates, even in Mecklenburg County. Carolina Water Services, or CWS, as most of us refer to the company, continues to request exorbitant increases without any true justification or quantitative information on the needs for the additional rate increase, such as what's included in the infrastructure improvements, their long-range plan for water resource improvements, and et cetera. We heard about needs qualitatively, but nothing with true substance. If our community board, as myself, or our management, as Mr. Geisler, impose a dues increase by saying we need stringent infrastructure needs without identifying and specifying the individual costs, we'd have an uprising of some sort. No doubt this is strictly an arbitrary increase without substance. This is the fifth rate increase request in the last 8 years, 3 years in a row. The current proposed rate, as we've heard, is between 20 and 40%, most closely in the 40% area. In 2015, your increase request was over 20%. Concerted effort by customers, as was mentioned earlier, resulted in an increase of 2%. I'm not going to go over the statistics because I can go over it annually, but I do want to mention that to bring to your attention is that in 2011, in the midst of the recessionary period, we had a 20% increase. If this rate increase proposal is approved, the net impact on your membership is, as you heard, 132% increase since 2004. I'm not going to go into individual pending monthly meter charges, but the proposed rate would be well over $25 into $100 range per month. And I hope you to shake your head on these numbers. Commissioners, we continue to appreciate the services and everything like clean water, reliable water, reliable sources. However, this significantly exceeds any increase in inflation. Current and future forecasts. Based on the federal government statistics, inflation rate in 2018 was 1.9%. Currently, in 2019, we're expected to be just under 2%. Core rate for 2020 is between 1.8% and 2%. Whereas the last 5 years, the cumulative inflation rate has been 7.8%, exclusion of the housing market, a little over 1.5% a year. We have read through the summary of rate case adjustments, which was in the documents. None of this justifies an increase of 25% of the current rates. Now, in defense of CWNC...
Mr. Tano, if you could start wrapping it up, please.
Okay, in defense of CWS, we appreciate the proposal of the $25,000 stormwater reserves, which we feel that requires accountability and effective documentation. However, need do I say in our defense to deny the CWS NC their current increase. I want to thank you very much for the time, and I hope that you listen to this with sincerity. Thank you.
Thank you. Just a minute. Ms. Owen?
Mr. Tonin, have you had any service related complaints?
To my knowledge, no.
Ms. Amber?
No questions.
Members of the commission. Mr. Tonin, I believe if you will stick around when we either have a break or after we've adjourned the company, and the public staff will be happy to at least speak to you about how it is they determine the amounts that's been invested and where those were made and the reasons they were made.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do you sincerely and solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Please state your name and spell it for the record. Jeannie Moore, J-E-A-N-N-I-E-M-O-O-R-E.
And please give us your address and subdivision.
I live at 129 McIntosh Circle in Lake Lure. I'm part of the Fairfield Mountains Roman Ball community.
Thank you. Please proceed.
I have been a part of the CWS group since 2002, not just in the Fairfield Mountains area, but in a subdivision that they had over in the Charlotte area. And this seems to be the standard operating procedures to come and ask for this money, and we kind of get vague, you know, infrastructure, hurricane this, this storm, whatever it is. And we get these enormous amounts, which the prior gentlemen have discussed. One of the things about currently at Rumbling Ball is, like Mr. Rotano before who's on the board, I am on the finance committee. And you can understand that if I have to come back and ask our POA people to do an increase, this is a trickle-down effect. You want more money, we have to ask for more money. And our POA members, as Mr. Rotano said, are mainly retired people. We do that by choice, and we have worked hard all of our years, and now all of a sudden we get all these huge bills. The second part of that is we did get some improvements in our area. In my home particularly, I had a new meter put in, and it was supposedly to help with customer service, being able, and I guess mainly the CWS people not having to come read meters. So we were given an electronic meter. My meter at my home happens to be a foot to 2 feet below grade, and water is always rushing into it. The fact that you're trying to mix electronics with water seems to me like that doesn't quite mix. And it's also not very efficient of if somebody's gonna keep coming out and looking at it. They were just recently installed. I don't know if it's working. I don't know if I'm gonna get a huge bill. Nothing like that. I just have a real issue with that. And I also have an issue with the air in the water. We continue to have air in our water at my particular home and my McIntosh Circle. I would also like to make a re-comment on the fact that these are yearly meetings instead of what we had had before with the 2 or 3 years out, which is, like I said, since 2002, I'm kind of aware of how the commission works and CWS works. And I would also like to say that it compromises the safety of all us customers that you think you're trying to help, but it is not convenient for us to come to Asheville. You need to come to our neighborhoods where you can have all this information provided to you. This is a real issue. We've gone from having hundreds of people to several, not even 10 people here. I think that the commission needs to hear us better than this. Thank you.
Thank you. I just have a few questions. Following up, you stated that you're on Finance Committee of Homeowners Association.
Yes, ma'am.
And when rates go up, you have to pass those rates, the increase through. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, we have to be profitable in our homeowners association. We try to turn a profit, and if our bills go up with POA, which means the things that Mr. Geisler is having to manage, our infrastructure of our own place, When you raise our water and our sewer, that's the association's bills that have to be paid in and above what each individual customer is paying, each POA member is paying. So we kind of get hit twice.
Sure.
We get hit at home, plus we get hit with at the resort itself. So as those bills keep going up, just like taxes or insurance, we have to absorb them on the POA. So we're getting basically double charged, personally at our home, and then again with the POA association.
Thank you. You stated that you had problems with air and water. What exactly do you mean by that?
When you turn the tap on, instead of it being clear water comes out, it's air bubbles, and if you put it in a clear glass, the whole thing is cloudy, and then it takes a while for it to the air to come out. It's just bubbles.
Is that every day?
No, it's frequent, and then I'm not sure I want to drink that water because I don't know what's causing that, and then I have pets and I serve them, and they don't want to poison them if there happen to be something in it.
Is it weekly?
Probably.
Okay. You also stated that your new meter was placed 2 feet below ground and it gets flooded.
I can't imagine why you would put an electronic meter while the meter is there, and I have to go out and I scoop water out of it. There's a pipe that comes down and it's sitting down in there, and I have to go and scoop water out. Now, why would you put an electronic meter down so that it's sitting in water? I have no idea.
Does the meter stop working?
I have no idea that it's working. I mean, I can't tell that it's working. I don't see anything ticking off. I can't read the way that is. You know, just like in a like an electrical meter, you can see the tiles working. You used to could see that, and I don't see that now. That may be just how it's been installed. I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
Any indication on your bill whether or not it's been working?
I think we're just now due our first bill from the changeover.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further
questions. Any questions from the company?
Couple of questions for the same, please. Ms. Moore, these are about your service issues. A two-part question. Have you contacted the company about your concerns about the meter or about water? I guess I'll do them one at a time. That's the first one.
I just found the issues with the, I had contacted CWS before we got the new electronic meters, mm-hmm. about that the whole thing is sitting in water. It's probably about that deep, 12 to 18 inches deep. Part of it is the pipes that come up to the meter. Now with the electronic thing, that's sitting now on top, so it's still at the top, but the water has come up. Even with no rain that we have probably, the last 6 weeks, there has been water in it, and I have to go out there and I religiously scoop it out. I'm sure that's not my job.
And the air, have you talked to the company about that?
We have before, but
the issue with air. I would reiterate what we said before. If you have time tonight, there are people from the company here who would be glad to talk to you about that. And if it's not convenient tonight, then we would like to follow up later, if that's okay.
I will say that the people who are right there at our location on Buffalo Creek, the people that have been dispatched out, whenever they are dispatched, they are some of the very nicest people that you have working for you, and you need to make sure you keep them, because they're probably the only reason why some of us don't scream louder.
Well, thank you for that.
Commissioners, any questions? Ms. Moore, before you leave, I have questions. And I may have missed this, but the length of time that you've had the air and the water issue, do you recall?
Since we've been there.
The whole
since
time?
Since 2017.
All right, and...
We had the same issue at the other house that we lived in.
In a different location. And if you would just as a follow-up to what Ms. Sanford was saying, I'm sure if you leave your contact information where we can best get in touch with you, that will aid them in getting back to you.
Okay.
About the process. All right. Thank you for coming.
Ms. Linda Huber?
Do you sincerely and solemnly swear that the testimony you'll give tonight shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God.
I do.
All right.
Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Linda Huber, and I live at 186 Stonecrest. That's part of Rumbling Ball Resort. I have a condo there. And I'm one of those good customers that Jeff referred to because I'm paying a very high water bill. I pay $130 a month whether I'm there or not. And I think that, I hope that's the highest that I'm going to have because everything else goes up except my income. And I don't think that my water bill should determine whether I can afford to live in a place or not. I have called and talked to them about maybe reducing or some kind of lower rate for when I'm not there. And I was told about the infrastructure, and I said, so in other words, the water is free? And she said, oh, no, the water. I said, well, it costs the same whether I use any water or I don't use any water. In fact, some of my bills were higher when I was not there. No water was used. So it's a little hard for me to be real understanding when you want to raise the rates, and I hope you won't. Thank you very much.
I have a few follow-up questions.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a Park Holland resident?
Yes, I live there 6 months.
6 months out of the year.
Okay. And my bill in Florida is about a quarter of what my bill in here is.
And what are the 6 months that you are there?
I'm here from about the middle of April to the middle of October. Okay. So I'll be leaving soon.
Okay, and when was your bill actually higher?
January, February, March. I have the bills here.
Of 2018?
2019.
This year.
And then when I'm here, they went right down to 120. Any other questions?
Have you had any service-related concerns?
No. I did take that home serve thing because water is so expensive, I sure don't want to have any wasted. So if there's any reason that I would need service, I hope I get it.
Okay. Just for clarification on this, you said your bill went down to 120 when?
When I'm there in the summer.
Since you've been there in 2019, your bill was after February?
June. It was 121. That's my lowest one. I had company in July. Well, actually, it was the August bill. It was 140. So.
Okay.
And my meter is also underwater.
Okay. In July, was it higher than 121? If no.
July was 135.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Further questions for Ms. Sanford?
Ms. Huber, thank you. Ms. Huber, rather than asking more specific information, I just wanted, again, to reiterate we have people here to talk to you and to assure you, as Commissioner Brown-Bland mentioned earlier, we file reports after these proceedings, and there are reports of our investigation into the matters that were brought forward, so we will certainly do that in your instance.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Questions from commissioners?
Ms. Huber.
Commissioner Klausfelter.
Do you have just water service or both water and sewer service?
Water and sewer.
You have both?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ms. Huber. You may step down.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, just a minute, Ms. Huber.
The bill amount, is that a combined bill amount for both your water and sewer, or just your water?
Well, then, it's the totals that I said is a combined.
It's combined for both water and sewer. Mm-hmm. That's, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Brian McCarthy.
Place your left hand on that one. Do you sincerely and solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Say, hope you got.
I do.
Okay. Ms. Hall?
Please state and spell your name for the record.
Brian McCarthy, BrianMccarthy.
And what is your address and subdivision?
892 Dotsey in Conestee Falls.
Thank you. Please proceed.
Okay. First, I'd like to thank CWS for making the improvements that they have at Conestee, and they've been significant this past year. What surprises me is that they haven't been done sooner, considering all the rate increases we've had through the years. When we bought property in Conestee Falls, we were told that the water and sewer rates were high, but we weren't really prepared for all of the increases that were to come. It would seem to me that, these sewer problems have been going on for a long time. We often got, over the past 3 years, notices to boil water. We also were told not to swim the lake because of sewage spills. So, again, we're very appreciative that those things hopefully have been taken care of. Like everybody else, we feel like the rates are already excessive, and every year they seem to get much higher. I also wonder what the company is doing with the significant tax relief they've had with the new tax bill. The federal tax bill that has passed recently, which probably gives them a 30% decrease in their federal taxes. So I wonder where that money is being spent as well. And that's really all I have to say.
Ms. Hall?
Ms. McCarthy, how long have you been in the Conestee Falls subdivision?
We've owned property there for 3.5 years.
You've lived there 3.5 years? We've
owned property there for 3.5 years. We live there part-time.
Okay, you live part-time?
We live part-time.
How many months out of the year?
Oh, it's difficult to say because we're back and forth a
lot.
We live here in Asheville as well, and we're back and forth every week.
Okay. And any other service-related complaints?
Well, recently we did have one that was fairly significant. We got a new meter. We knew that that was going to happen. And then all of a sudden, about a month later, we got a pretty extraordinary water bill. We discovered, I was gone for a couple of days, but we discovered that there was a leak in the water system and that it occurred very soon after the water meter had been changed. So it was a result of the changing of the meter. Maybe at some point the leak would have occurred without the water meter having been changed, but it was a direct result of the water meter having been changed for whatever reason. When I discovered it, I immediately turned the water off, called the company. Somebody came out and said we had to get a plumber to take care of it. We did. We called somebody. They discovered how to take care of the leak. But the following month, we got a bill for 8,000 gallons of water that had leaked. And most of it was underground and wasn't noticed until it started running across our driveway because the meter is higher than our driveway. I have since put in a request for a for a rate decrease, for a whatever you call it, compensation for that. And they, there is a system that they allow for that. So I've done that.
Let's get the timeline right. The new meter was put in when?
Early July.
July of 2019.
That's correct.
Okay. And the leak occurred in that month?
Well, it must have occurred soon after that, because that's when we went to very high water usage. However, it wasn't noticed because it was mostly underground until it fully saturated the ground and started running across the driveway. We didn't know it was happening.
But you were in the home at the time?
I was back and forth.
Back and forth?
Yes, I was back and forth, not gone for more than a day or two.
So when did you discover it?
Well, it's difficult to say. Yeah. It was actually, it was probably late July. I don't know the exact date. But it wasn't obvious that there was a leak until it surfaced, until the ground got fully saturated and it surfaced and started running across the driveway.
Okay. And when did you get the bill?
Well, I got two bills. The first bill I got when we noticed there was a problem was in July, and that was after I had discovered the leak. Okay. I think. I don't know the exact timeline here. But then the following month, bill was very high as well. So there was a period of time when the leak was occurring that it was difficult or impossible to know that it was occurring.
Okay. And in terms of contacting the company for to work out?
Yeah, well, what happened was I called, I remember now, because it was I think Sunday over, I think it was Sunday, right around Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I called the company and was able to get the person who was on call. And he was able to come out the next day. Of course, I had turned the water off, so we weren't incurring any more water usage. As soon as I discovered there was a problem, I turned it off at the meter. And then he came out the next day. They responded quite quickly to my request to come and take a look.
Have you heard back about your billing us?
No, I haven't yet, because I just sent that in probably 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I think we had a total, I think we had to do that within 90 days or something. And I...
Thank you.
Ms. Sanford?
One comment and a question. Mr. McCarthy, I would represent to you that the Utilities Commission, in a series of proceedings last year, dealt with the impact of the Federal Tax Act you had inquired about.
Yep.
But I'm certainly not going to attempt to go into that this evening for many, many reasons. But I will ask you whether you would like for us to follow up with you after the proceeding and talk to you about how that has been dealt with respect to this company. If that's useful to you, we're glad to do it.
Well, it might be. It might be useful to a lot of people. I personally, sure.
Okay.
Sure, that would be great. I'd love to hear next month.
If I could get your contact information before you leave, that
sure.
Thank you. No other questions.
Mr. McCarthy, as a follow-up to the extent of your specific questions about tax relief or other questions that similar other witnesses have raised can't be answered here tonight, I'm sure also that the public staff and perhaps the company can tell you where to find that information or who to call.
Sure.
During the work week to get better information about that. I did have a follow-up. You mentioned about some boil water notices and an alert not to swim due to sewage bill. Do you have a time frame for when those things occurred?
Oh gosh, they've occurred periodically over the last ever since we've been there. There would be we get an email from Consti about the boil alerts and about the and how often they happen, I don't know. Fairly regularly, sometimes we would go in and there'd be the flag up by the gate that says, you can't swim.
And as a part of that, or subsequent to, do you learn or discover the cause of the notices?
No. But I assumed that they were sewage spills based on the infrastructure.
Meaning?
The infrastructure there, the sewer system, which has been improved significantly this past 6 months.
And
we're happy about that.
And so are you indicating that since that time, in the last 6 months, there's been a decrease less sewage?
Oh, yes, certainly.
So have there been any sewer spills since
this? No, we're hoping that has taken care of it.
All right. Is there any follow-up to Commission's question?
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you for coming out.
Mr. Ron Schuchten.
Do you sincerely and solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Amen.
All right, please be seated.
Please state and spell your name for the record.
Ron, R-O-N, Schuping, S-H-U-P-I-N-G. I'm in the Waterman Subdivision in Nebo, North Carolina.
And what is your address for the record?
73 Lake Miss Court, Nebo.
Thank you. Please proceed.
We've driven up here tonight to ask the Commission to categorically deny this latest of incessant rate increases. In recent years, I felt that requests by this utility were excessive and wanted to know the facts. So last week, I called the Commission, asked for information regarding the number of CWS rate increase requests in just the last 5 years. I was told by an employee in the research department that they, the UC, did not have that information. I then called Senator Ralph Heise's office in Raleigh and asked for help. In 24 hours, I received answers to all my questions from Ms. Holt, and she told me to contact her directly by any other questions or needs. Thank you very much. Respectfully, I submit to you that I don't appreciate having to pull rank to get data that should be easily available to consumers like me. She made 3 points, and I asked, they've already covered some of this, so I'm going to try to condense it. In the last 5 years, 4 requests, how many were approved? Partial increases, and that's been covered too, granted, in all of those rate cases. And why are there so many rate increases so frequently was my question, and the Commission said CWS provides various reasons. It's not earning its authorized rate of return and or needs to recover the costs it has incurred since its last rate increase for increased capital investments and operating costs. Now, point number 3 gives us a clue as to why this latest attempt to bleed its captive consumers by CBS should be completely denied. Their management is unhappy with, quote, its rate of return, unquote, needs to, quote, recover costs for operations and capital investments, unquote. This is not accurate. And if they were forthright, they would say this, quote, now I come from the private sector. We don't mess around, we get things done on a nickel. They would say this instead in asking for this rate increase. We did a really poor job on the pro forma before buying this company. We didn't take the time to accurately weigh the costs of replacing aging infrastructure and running the company in the out years following our acquisition. Now, even with the economy booming, lower fuel costs, inflation practically nil, it's been noted, now we propose to lay our mistakes and management deficiencies on the backs of consumers who cannot buy water in a competitive marketplace. These are my POA covenants. Utility company shall be the sole provider of water supplies to the subdivision. No wells may be dug or constructed, on and on it goes, to provide a domestic water supply. I'm watering my grass, put in a well and do that. That's why I said I'm a captive consumer. There is no incentive for this company to do better. There is no incentive. Let me read on. Now, I've owned the property in my subdivision for 23 years. The water rates were always reasonable until the annual increases began. And when this company purchased our small water company in Water Glen a number of years ago, I do not remember when, but it could be 4 or 5, whenever they could tell you. I told my wife, I said, this is going to be a rough, rough ride. I said, this management of CWS and the new company would sit in Charlotte, do its best to double our monthly water charges. We wouldn't receive any better service, any better water. We would just pay a lot more for the same thing. Sadly, that prediction has proven true. Now, this is not right or just. The Utilities Commission should step up, defend the public against such mismanagement. I worked for an enterprise that had over 30,000 employees and was known for its strict style of management. And as one of the managers, I was required to find solutions that would yield twice the output of work with half the people and that had previously been involved. And I learned something in that process, gentlemen. It can be done. It can be done.
Let me finish. I'm
wrapping
that up. That at the end, okay.
Thank you. CWS needs to study its operations, learn about best practices, find more efficient ways of doing things. I perceive there's a lot of, we've always done it this way, philosophy still alive and well in this company's management. It's fine as long as you provide dependable water service and stay out of my wallet. Problem is your annual rate increase habit with the UC is always your default position. I don't hear one thing about you doing the difficult things to contain your expenses. All I hear as a consumer is the incessant whining of a spoiled brat that's never satisfied because you're not in a competitive environment. Your management, I got one more paragraph. Because you're not in a competitive environment, your management always takes the path of least resistance. It runs crying to the UC for more money. Representatives of the Utilities Commission, with respect, I implore you, in the name of fairness and just plain good business, to chasten this rogue water company, this utility, in its latest request by denying it totally. Insist that they do a better job of running their business. CWS obviously enjoys this little annual
party. All right, Mr. Shupin, we've got the message. Mr. Shupin, you're well over. Wrap it up. All right, questions, Ms. Holt?
Have you had any service related?
No, they got great people. It's managed.
Thank you.
Ms. Sanford, any questions?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Follow up from commissioners. All right, thank you, Mr. Shupin. Hello. Place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right. Do you solemnly, sincerely swear that the testimony you give tonight shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you may be seated.
Please state your name and address for the record.
I'm Steve Walker. I live at 17 Sequoia Court in Brevard, which is within the Conesty Falls community that another gentleman here tonight also resides. Conesty Falls is a community of 1,500 homes, and we have a very efficient and heavily involved board of directors there made up of property owners. In the past, in dealing with matters like this, quite often the board itself would send someone to represent the entire community. In this particular case, though, it appears that we've chosen to make these comments on our own as individual property owners. I want to strongly object to any proposed increase by Carolina Water Service. It seems that these rate increase requests are becoming much more frequent. Somebody's going to have to hand me the record, but it seems like it's every 6 months that we're being asked to pay more for water service. These increases, I would say, are very frequent. The water-only increase that is proposed within the 9-page statement that I received is 15.5%. I think even half that amount is preposterous. And I can't subscribe to the idea that you ask for X and hope to get half X. My personal bill increased 28% between January and June of 2018 and January and June of 2019. And I'd like to know, did the committee, the commission authorized this specific amount? We have had, in regard to a question that you've asked, Mrs. Holm, frequently this evening, we've had frequent outages in our neighborhood. And we have had frequent boiled water advisories. Now, what does that mean? I can't drink the water unless I'm boiling it. The frequency of these seems to be every 2 to 3 months. Boil water advisories. Frightening. Also, as I understand the regulations imposed by this commission, that any request for an increase must be provided with justification. And what I've heard this evening, frankly, within the 9-page statement that I received, I read no justification for an increase. What I have heard here tonight that I did not read in the 9-page statement that I received is that we're looking at the company has increased its investment. What is that? That doesn't tell me anything. What would tell me something is if I saw a list of items, substation pump, $596,000, 45 additional feet of 6-inch diameter pipe, $72.52. Give me some specifics, and then I can say that I've been informed of the reasons for the requested increase. This damage, another cause that I heard this evening, but was not covered in the 9-page statement that I received, is that there's been some disturbances due to Hurricane Florence. Well, I'm over here in the mountains. I doubt very seriously that Hurricane Florence influenced the performance of the water system that we have at Conesty Falls. We have had excessive fluoride reported in our system. Going back to the last report we received, which is not dated this year because we haven't seen one yet, to my knowledge. It's 2018. Excessive fluoride. Don't know what's being done about it. Some residents in our community, I want to make sure that I'm clear about this because this is very relevant. My increase is a water only. I'm not a water plus sewer customer. I'm a water-only customer. Some of the residents in Conesty Falls are reporting bills of $87 and $90 a month for water only. Um, As was stated...
Mr. Walker, if you could start to wrap it up, please.
Okay, as was stated, yes, ma'am. As was stated by a lady earlier this evening, we have residents who are being billed when they're not on site, when they're out of town. I'd like to know more about what you mentioned, ma'am, the authorized return. You mentioned that in your opening statement. What is that authorized return? To me, I don't understand it if it's not a number. We have a board, as I mentioned earlier, that manages our community. It seems like there's very little communication going on between Carolina Water Services and our board. Clean water is extremely valuable, but it should not be a luxury. Tap water should not be sold at bottled water rates. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Hall?
I have a few follow-up questions. You said there are frequent outages and frequent boil water notices.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you got a notice? When is the last time there was an outage? Water outage.
We receive phone calls, recordings, warning us of these problems. Now, the phone calls that I've received, I believe, pertain primarily to sewage disruptions that affect the quality of the water. So I'm not going to tell you in my residence that there's no water. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you that we're being told to boil the water.
Can you recall the last time you received one of those?
A couple months ago. Mm-hmm. They're 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And are you a full-time resident?
Yes, ma'am.
You stated that you received an excessive fluoride notice. Was that from Carolina Water Service? Or
yes, ma'am.
It was.
They submitted an entire water quality report. I'm sure that's required by law. Should be. And within that 2018 statement, which was the last one that I received, there was a reported excessive fluoride and the dangers that are inherent with that.
Thank you. No further questions.
Ms. Sanford?
Quickly, Mr. Walker. May we follow up with you to discuss your interest in this authorized return definition? May we follow up with you after this hearing? We'd be glad to do so.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that, and that's great. I think that it might make your task a little simpler rather than contacting that gentleman back there who resides in our community and then separately me. Maybe our board of directors needs to hear from the organization.
Okay. We'll talk about the best way to do that, but
okay.
I'm
open to communication. Yes, ma'am.
Great, thank you. And then secondly, if it is useful to you, I can give you a link to a website, which is the Utility Commission's website, which provides a great deal of specific information about the basis of the request. I'd be very glad to do that, and we can do that before you leave tonight if you would like to look on the website for the more specific information that you want.
Okay, great. Would you tell me information such as what I just mentioned, the item and the amount?
It will tell you that and a lot more.
Good.
About the request. This is the company's request, and then the public staff will be filing.
Increased investment indicates that the money's already been spent, and so that's not requested, but spent.
Spent and requested.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
We'll follow up with you.
Thank you.
Questions from commissioners? All right. Thank you, Mr. Walker.
Thank you.
appears we're exhausted the room of potential witnesses. I don't see anyone coming forward. So with nothing else to come before the commission tonight, we will be adjourned.